back on Texans 360. Great to have you with us. And back in studio with us here at the NRG Stadium Fan Cave is John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, Cron.com. General, it's time for the General's orders. It's the off season, and what does your Texans to-do list look like?
There's one thing at the top of the list. Everybody I talked to at the Super Bowl, former players and coaches, current, everything, said if the Texans had a quarterback, they would have a chance to be in the Super Bowl. Not just the playoffs, but the Super Bowl. Bill O'Brien and his staff got universal praise for the improvement they made, the job they did, but everybody said, man, if they just had a quarterback. So you know that's priority number one. And then, of course, they got to keep Kareem Jackson. I think they will, but there's going to be teams out there, Mark, if they don't get Kareem done before free agency starts, they're going to offer him a lot of money. He wants to be here. They want him. That's the other big priority.
Now, what about right tackle? Because Derek Newton is a free agent as well. And you never know what happens with free agents once they hit the market.
I don't think Derek will be leaving. I think Brooks, there's so many 3-4 teams out there right now. Wade Phillips loves Brooks Reed. I don't know how much money the Broncos have. They have 17 unrestricted or restricted free agents, so they're going to have to pay some money to keep their guys. But I could see a 3-4 team coming after Brooks.
Now, back to the quarterback position for a moment, because as you said, it's the most important thing. And Ryan Mallett is scheduled to hit the market unless they re-sign him before that or whatever. It's so tough to predict what Bill O'Brien and his staff, Rick Smith, what they're going to do, because based on last year, they often do the unpredictable thing.
Well, I'll predict it. It's not tough to predict it. It's tough to be right.
Yeah.
I think they'll re-sign Ryan Mallett. I think he'll go into the season as a starter. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick will be somewhere else. Savage will be there. Now, if they trade for a quarterback, say Nick Foles really is on the market, he's everything Bill wants in a quarterback, a big pocket passer, and he's got experience. But I can't imagine Philadelphia letting him go because they don't have anybody else. Sanchez was unrestricted. So I think they, if they don't find a veteran somewhere, they got to get a guy as a difference maker, and that would be in the draft. And people go, oh, there's nobody but two. Nobody thought about Russell Wilson, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco. People weren't talking about them at this time. So there will be a quarterback out there that Bill O'Brien and George Godsey like. It's just a matter of will he be a first-round prospect or a second-round prospect.
Yeah, let's get back to the draft for a moment because, as you said, you can often find a diamond in the rough there. We just got through watching a Super Bowl, one of the best ever, with a third rounder versus a sixth rounder. And I know you don't look at those guys that way anymore. People don't. But that's what they are, so you can find some good quarterbacks.
Mark, you better do it in the third, second, or first round because since Tom Brady was drafted, the only two players between Brady and the fourth round and Brady were David Garrard and Kyle Orton, who even did anything, and that's not good. That's why you got to get one in the first three rounds.
All right, when you look at the rest of the Texans' offense, we talked about right tackle, but Arian Foster entering year number 7, which is incredible to think about, really. Alfred Blue had a pretty good-looking rookie season. You might look at running backs somewhere along the line, you think. And what about wide receiver?
I don't think they're going to be looking at running backs. I think Arian, of course, he missed 4 games, but I think Blue will be even better the second year. Think how much better Arian was the second year. Mm-hmm. Blue played so much more than Arian did. You know, they always need help in the offensive line. They need another pass rusher to help J.J. Watt. People around the league are going like, my goodness, what if Clowney had been healthy? What if Clowney had just gotten 8 or 9 sacks? What in the world would Watt have gotten? Those two together should be good for 30 every year, but we don't know about Clowney. So they've got to get another outside linebacker who can rush the passer.
John, what do you have going on in the Houston Chronicle?
I have a column about what we just talked about, what everybody says about how complimentary they were of O'Brien and Godsey and Cornell and the big improvement in how if they just get a quarterback, they can be a Super Bowl contender, not just a playoff contender, and I have that running Thursday.
All right, John, thank you very much
for
being
with
us. The General, John McClain, read his stuff on Cron.com, Houston Chronicle, available just about everywhere. Coming up on Texans 360, well, Matt Miller of Bleacher Report sits down to the bleachers with Drew Doherty. That's on the way, plus a Houston Texans cheerleader. You thought we forgot. It's Texans 360.